Welcome to the Jesus Sisters Podcast. It's not a coincidence you're here.
We thank you for joining us on this journey to seek a close and personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, welcome back to another installment of Jesus Sisters Summer of Psalms mini-series. So we have another great Psalms that we are just ready to unpack with you. We hope that you are blessed and encouraged by this Psalm, that you are able to meditate on it, that it penetrates your heart. So Lord, have your way. Give us the ears to hear and, you know, just penetrate our hearts. We just are looking for a touch, Lord, and just thank you for my Jesus sister and the fellowship, and I am going to pass it over to her.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Jesus sister. We are going to be reading Psalm 25. And can I just say, Allie and I each picked out four Psalms and it was really hard to pick. Like there's just, I'm like, I don't even know. Like this feels like just mean, like to have to pick just four. I think this one's beautiful and it's all about teach me your paths. And this is a Psalm of David's. And we know that David, you know, he was not always a perfect man, but he loved the Lord with all of his heart. And so if he's asking for God to teach him, teach me your paths, right? So if he's asking the Lord to teach him, I want to hear what he's asking about, because I'm pretty sure I need the same thing. So let's get going. So it's 22 verses. So grab your Bible if you haven't already, or open up the app on your phone. Thank God for the Bible app. And here we go. It says, "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They will be ashamed of who are wantonly treacherous. Make to me known your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great. Who is the man who fears the Lord? Him will he instruct in the way that he should choose. His soul shall abide in well-being, and his offspring shall inherit the land. The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of distress. Consider my affliction and my trouble and forgive all my sins. Consider how many are my foes and with what violent hatred they hate me. Oh, guard my soul and deliver me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles." Oh, there's just so much there. I mean, when I got to verse 18, where it says, "Consider my affliction and my trouble and forgive all my sins." Because I think sometimes when we are in affliction and in trouble, we tend to react out of our flesh instead of how we're supposed to respond in the word and in a Christ-like fashion. And so to me, that speaks to me. I mean, there's so much here to really, really unpack. But just in thinking about that and in my life personally right now, like I want the Lord to forgive me of all my sins, consider my affliction and how I'm reacting in that, and then forgive me of my sins. There's so much here. I'm like, oh, it's overwhelming. What do you think, Allie?
I just think that this is a wonderful prayer from David that he's sharing with the Lord. And we know that he was close to the Lord and he loved the Lord with all of his heart. Yes. And that God did listen to him, even though he was a sinner. Like, you know, he was asking for forgiveness and he was also trusting in God in that prayer. It was a prayer of guidance and defense, like, Lord, protect me. And yeah, he had faith that God would do that. And he expressed, you know, that desire for God's guidance, because he knew that as long as God is guiding him and protecting him, that he was going to be okay, no matter what enemies he faced. And he also took accountability for the things that he needed to be forgiven for. So I think that this is a wonderful prayer for us to speak over our lives, because we know we all fall short. And we all need that protection and guidance from our Lord, and he will provide it. We just have to trust. And I pray that we can have that same trust that David had in the Lord.
Yeah. One more thing I was just going to say, in verse 10, it says, all the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and testimonies. And so that's just a reminder to me that I have to walk the walk in order to be able to really receive and understand that steadfast love and faithfulness, but that we do have to keep his covenants and those testimonies. And so I don't know, it's just a constant reminder that we have to walk our life out in a Christ-like fashion and not in a worldly fashion.
Yeah. And if we want that guidance, we have to be obedient. And
obedience is a real thing. It's not always easy.
Yeah. But we get to learn that from his word and his commands, that, you know, everything he does is for our own good. But I think part of our journey here on this earth is being obedient and giving that, you know, our free will needs to be my God's will. And
I love that. God's will. That's all I want for my life. And that's all I pray over my family's life and for all of you and my friends, that, like, if we're living in God's will, it's going to all be perfect.
Yeah. And I pray that miracles happen for anybody that's listening, that this Summer of Psalms has been a blessing for you to just understand the importance of God's word, his guidance, and seeking him while, you know, we're seeking him. And so we just pray that you're blessed. If you have any prayer requests or you want to get in contact with us, we're on Facebook. Reach out to us. We love you all. And we just want everybody to know Jesus and to spread the good news. So that's what we're doing.
I love it. Well, thank you, Jesus Sister. Thank you, all of our listeners. We're so glad that you're back for another episode. And we will see you again, or talk to you again, in 1 week from now. So we'll be back with another Summer of Psalms. We have 8 episodes that we're going to be releasing. So we will see you soon. And until then, be blessed.
Stay tuned. Amen.
Amen.